It's 7:44. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Chuck Anzalevich. This weekend's Inside Appalachia features the extended story of Iraq War veteran and aspiring comedian Mark Combs. It's part of our national award-winning series, The Struggle to Stay. Inside Appalachia host Jessica Lilly sat down with producer Glennis Board to talk about the story and the struggle to stay or leave Appalachia.
Glennis, you helped Mark tell his story, but you already knew him before you started recording. What was it about Mark that made you select him? Why was he a good fit for this project?
Well, he was the first person that came to my mind when we started, when this project idea came up. But when I asked him what his plans were, he said he was definitely leaving. And so at first I thought, okay, that disqualifies him. But then I realized that, you know, actually, there's a whole group of people that are making the same decision to leave. I mean, that's the reason that we're focused on this issue and this story and this project at all. And also, his story really resonates with me. You know, I was also interested in theater as when I was going through college and things like that. But the biggest thing was he was going to go on a journey. He was going to go on an adventure. And this was an opportunity to follow somebody who was taking a big risk. And I thought that would be compelling and interesting.
And you mentioned before that his story resonated with you. You're from West Virginia. Have you ever thought about moving away?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I absolutely have. And I think watching Mark, like, make that decision and the taking the risk to set off across the country and to pursue this career in the arts, it did make me want to live a little vicariously through him. And probably deep down, I've always been rooting for him because, you know, it was something that I wanted to do too years ago.
Mark was dealing with some really heavy stuff during this time that we heard from him. He lost a friend to suicide, another to heroin overdose. But we also hear some really funny moments from Mark throughout the series, too. How do you navigate these sensitive subjects while ultimately trying to keep the audience interested? It seems tough.
Basically, there's just a lot of trust between the two of us. And he was just always very generous with me and very patient with me because I don't even know how to ask some of these questions. Tell me how it feels to find out that your friend, your best friend just died, you know, like it's a question you don't want to have to ask anybody. But one of the beautiful things about Mark and about his story is that so often he turns to comedy to cope. It's not that he makes light of it, but he just finds a way to sort of use comedy as a release valve emotionally. And I personally appreciate that because it's something that I think takes a lot of strength and courage. And it's a nice way to cope with life. Sometimes all you can do is laugh, you know?
Well, Glennis Board, reporter for West Virginia Public Broadcasting, we've been talking with about the Struggle to Stay series. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
You can catch the story of Mark Combs, who sets off across the country to seek his fortunes on the latest Inside Appalachia podcast episode, which drops later today on iTunes or wherever you download your podcasts. Or join us for Inside Appalachia Sunday morning at 7 or Sunday evening at 6 here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Singing, dancing, acting duo Nancy and Beth, also known as actresses Megan Mullally and Stephanie Hunt, made their mountain stage debut in grand style with songs from their self-titled first release. While their set had plenty of good humor and levity, our song of the week is their moving performance of a soulful classic, Waiting for My Child.
I was talking to a lady a few days ago, and these are the words she said. If you see my child somewhere as you journey here and there, well, tell him I'm waiting my child to come home. I am waiting and waiting for my child to come. Waiting and waiting for my child to come. If he can come home, could he please send me a letter? What means so much to me? Oh, my child may be somewhere on his sickbed with no one to rub his aching head. Oh, my child. No one there to go his way.
That was Nancy and Beth live on Mountain Stage with the song Waiting for My Child. To hear this performance and more, tune in on Friday and Saturday night at 8 right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with the help of Molly Bourne, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Chuck Anzlevich.
Child to come, waiting and waiting.